The main reason that we're here today is first of all, just to say thank you. We've got some wonderful volunteers here at Martha's Table, and they do a great job all year round, making sure that folks who are in need are able to get the kind of nutritious meals that are so important to families. And so we very much appreciate them, and we appreciate Martha's Table. You know, we come here usually every Thanksgiving with the whole family to do great work. But part of the reason I'm here today is because we've got a lot of volunteers here who are furloughed federal workers. And these are folks who have not been paid, in some cases are very eager to be back on the job, but are not even allowed to work. And yet they're here contributing and giving back to the community. And I think that shows the kind of spirit that we have among all kinds of federal workers all across the country. People who dedicate their lives to public service, think that what they're doing is important in terms of helping this country, and yet find themselves in a situation in which, because of politics, they're not able to do their jobs. Now, this week we'll be entering into the third week of a government shutdown that was completely unnecessary. And I'm going to have the opportunity to meet again with the congressional leaders this afternoon. And I am going to once again urge them to open the government and make sure that the United States government is paying its bills. This is fairly simple. And this whole shutdown has been completely unnecessary. Keep in mind that the problem is not that the U.S. government has run out of money. The problem is not that our deficits are going up. Our deficits have actually been cut in half since I came into office and are continuing to go down. The problem is not that there's not the opportunity for us to work intelligently to come up with a budget that creates long-term fiscal stability while still investing in growth. The problem is that we've seen this brinksmanship as a strategy time and time again to try to extract extreme or partisan concessions. And I think the American people have made very clear that's not how we expect Washington to do business. There are going to be differences between the parties. There are going to be differences in terms of budget priorities. But we don't need to inflict pain on the American people or risk the possibility that America's full faith and credit is damaged just because one side is not getting its way. And not only is it untenable for us to continue the shutdown, this week, if we don't start making some real progress both in the House and the Senate, and if Republicans aren't willing to set aside some of their partisan concerns in order to do what's right for the country, we stand a good chance of defaulting. And defaulting would have a potentially devastating effect on our economy, sending interest rates shooting up, people, whether it's Social Security recipients or people with disabilities or small business people who are vendors to government not getting paid on time. We've already had a damaging effect on our economy because of the shutdown. That damage would be greatly magnified if we don't make sure that the government's paying its bills, and that has to be decided this week. So my hope is that the kind of spirit that is shown by all these outstanding volunteers is going to carry over in the meeting with the leadership this afternoon. They can solve this problem today. And it doesn't mean that the differences between Democrats and Republicans go away. That's what elections are for. But between elections, we're supposed to be governing, and we're not supposed to be hurting the very people who sent us to represent them. And I hope that that kind of spirit holds true during the course of discussions today and over the next several days.
All right? Mr. President, are you confident that a deal can be reached?
Good.
Are you confident a deal can be reached?
Yeah.
Look, I think that there is there's been some progress on the Senate side with Republicans recognizing it's not tenable, it's not smart, it's not good for the American people to let America default. There's been some progress in recognizing that we're not going to be able to completely bridge the differences between the parties all at once, and so it doesn't make sense in the meantime to try to use a shutdown or the threat of default as leverage in negotiations. So that's progress, but obviously until the details are done, until these folks are back to work so that they can volunteer on weekends during their free time as opposed to when we'd like folks to be on the job, you know, I'm going to be, you know, continuing to push Congress as hard as I can. But we'll see if we, we'll see this afternoon whether this progress is real. I think there has been some progress in the Senate. I think House Republicans continue to think that somehow they can extract concessions by keeping the government shut down or by threatening default. And my hope is that a spirit of cooperation will move us forward over the next few hours.
Are you willing to give?